let's start off with some prayer. Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the fact that we are moving into a new realm of understanding about what it really means to walk the Christian life. Lord, I ask that tonight and each week that we get together, that Father, you would so be in the midst of us. Lord, I ask that as we meet as a youth ministry, as we get together with our friends, that Lord, we would have fun, but God, you would also challenge us and equip us. And Lord, I speak against every distraction in this place right now. And I just tell distraction, you have no right to be here. We do not want you. And so I just call down the presence of God in this place today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are here. I thank you that you love us so much, God, that you challenge us and you help us move beyond just our everyday circumstances. And that, God, you love us so much that you don't want us to just stay in our junk and stay in our immaturity. But, Father, you want to grow us into new things. And so, Lord, I ask that as we start these series, our core values, that, Father, you would challenge us to walk out what we believe, to see you in everyday situations, God, to grow our relationship, to be one of depth and of, not just depth, God, but to be of example to those around us. Lord, I ask that the things you have put within our heart, the character, the love, the relationship, the integrity, the identity, Lord, every one of those things that you have placed within us, I ask that you would help us to draw that out so that when we're at school, when we're at work, when we're with our families, when we're with our friends, that, Father, we would be shining examples of who you have created us to be. That, Lord, there would be no one who could stand against us and say that we are not of character and reputation, but rather, God, as people look at us, we would be like Daniel, who would not be able to find fault in our integrity. That, Father, we would stand as young people of moral standing, that, God, our teachers, our fellow students, our families, our parents would look at us and recognize that there is something different within us. God, we want you, Lord. We want your presence in our life. God, we want to know what it means to live in character rather than to just hear about it. Father, we want to understand what it means to know what character is, but God, we want to move into character in everyday situations. Amen. Now, first off, I'm going to start it off with this. If you want to talk with your friend, then I'm just going to release you to go right now, because otherwise my time is wasted and your time is wasted. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to speak it out in the mic if I see you talking. I just want you to make the decision yourself that if you're going to distract someone, that you're going to just get up and you're going to go. You can listen to the recording later if you really want to. And it's interesting that I say that, because tonight we're starting a series for the next few months on our core values, what we value as a youth ministry, what we have sat down and prayed about and felt God has said that we want to raise up in our young people and you guys. It's not about getting together week by week and just throwing together something fun or throwing together a sermon. What it is genuinely about is how God can raise you as young people to be Christians that will radically live a life that honors God. That's our goal, that's our intention. And so tonight we're starting off with 3 weeks to talk about a simple thing called character. And tonight we're specifically going to define what character is. So we don't have too much time. Worship was incredible, but we started off a little later than we should have. And so I'm gonna keep this fairly short, but next week we'll be able to continue where we left off. Character. Can anybody tell me about what character is? I'm interactive. And so I said don't talk, but this is a good time that you can talk. How would you define character? Joshua. Character defines you as a person. Yeah, there's truth to that. What else can you say about character? What do you think character is? Chris, or Daniel. Personality, yeah, definitely has a lot to do with character. Any other thoughts about character? Mark. Who other people see you as? It's a good point. What about within the walk, our walk with God? Mark pretty much nailed it on the head there. Wait, is that the right saying? Nailed it on the head? Hit the nail on the head, yeah, okay, whatever. Character is about how other people see us. And it's interesting, so we're gonna get into that in a minute. But the truth of the matter is, character is not just something that is seen about us, but it is a quality that's found within Christians. Us as Christians, people who love God, character is something that needs to be seen by those people around us. And so, as you said, character is sort of about personality. It's about how others interpret us. What else would you say character is about? Thoughts? Anyone? Bread eaters? Any thoughts on what character is? Sorry? I didn't hear you, Teresa. Good? Yeah, character is good. What do you mean by good? Any thoughts? Okay. Josh? Yeah, that's sort of what Josh said. Character is used to define who we are. Here's a definition that I'd like to share. Oh, yeah? Yes? Ha! Personality. That's something that hasn't been said three times. Here. The pattern of behavior or personality found in an individual or group, comma, a moral constitution. A moral constitution. What could that possibly mean? Thoughts? Moral constitution. I'm sorry, I know some of those words are big because I even have trouble with them. But what do you think a moral constitution could involve? Yes. Doing the right thing. Okay. Why do you think doing the right thing is important for character? How would that be involved with a moral constitution? Makes you feel better about yourself. Okay, what if you're evil? If you're evil, wouldn't doing the right thing make you feel bad? Yeah? But you wouldn't feel bad because you're evil, but because you're doing something good. Let's look at it from the other way. If you're good, what makes you good? What defines being good? Jesus, absolutely. The Word of God is involved with defining what's good. How do you define what's good in your life? Has someone shown you or said to you? Yes, Leah. We show our character and morality through our actions. Now, you bring up a good word, which is sort of hidden in my moral constitution, which is morality. And so we're going to hit that in a sec. Yes. A moral constitution. Do you think it comes down to part of what we believe to be right versus wrong? Right? Okay, let me put it to you this way. If you believe the Bible and you believe that the Bible is the Word of God and God has given us instruction, when you follow what the Bible says, when you follow what you believe to be morally right, you're being someone of a character because you're following through with what you believe. If you believe this, if you believe that you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't covet other people's stuff, if we take the Ten Commandments and you say you believe those things, being someone of character would be about actually living out those things, right? That's part of what character is your definition of morality coming into action, coming into reality in everyday living. So, the question comes up, how do you build character? The lights seem to be going weird, but that's okay. How do we define, how do you build character? Thoughts? If we've said that it's about matching up to our morality, if it's about matching up to what we believe, how can you possibly build character? These are good questions. Guys, by the way, you know I'm very interactive, so Daniel, you had your hand up first. Look on the bright side. What do you mean? Stay positive. Yeah, I guess staying positive would help walking that out daily. Yeah. Leah? Yeah? So you could take what you believe and what you do, you can match it up with what the Bible says, and if they match up, then you know you're walking in good character, right? That's good. Shayla? Okay, no worries. Beth? See, there's a good one. It sort of matches up to another one of our core values, which I actually struggled with as we were coming up with the values of the youth ministry and the youth network. I was sort of like, but God, these two things are very similar, character and integrity. But the thing is they're not they're not the same thing. They're different because they're different aspects to what we do. Character is really something that is grown by what other people see about us. Integrity is something that is grown when no one can see what we're doing. And so character is the outward living of what we believe. Character is about matching what we believe, as Leah said, what we believe to be right, and how we live our life on a daily basis. Now you may ask yourself, but what about when circumstances come up? Well, think of it like this. It's not the circumstances that come up that determine our character, but rather how we deal with those circumstances, the choices we make that are going to talk to others about the character of who we are. Does that make sense? That was a very long statement. It's not the circumstances that define your character, it's how you react. It's how you choose to live in response to those circumstances that determine who you are. Because character is not only linked to integrity, but it's linked to our identity. And it's interesting because as we came up with these three core values to our youth ministry, if you don't know what they are, they're character, integrity, and identity. And every single one of those three things not only complement each other, but they're used together for us to walk out our relationship with God. Because if we are people who know who we are, and we're good when no one's around, but when people are watching, we aren't modeling what we believe, then we're not really doing what God has called us to do. In the same way, so if you don't have character, but you have the other two, you're off the mark. In the same way, if you are good outwardly and people can see you and they say, hey, that person, they not only believe what they believe, but they actually back it up. And then they also see that you're confident in who you are, but when no one's around, you're a person of poor reputation. You're a person who walks against what you tell people you live, then you're not walking the Great Commission. You're not walking in integrity. And in the same way, if you are good and following through with what you believe when no one's looking, when everyone's looking, but you don't know who you are, you're not able to effectively walk the gospel. And so as we start our series together, I want to commission you by telling you that where we're going with this is that you as young people, you as youth, us as leaders, that we would walk out a deep relationship with God in everyday situations by becoming people of character, integrity, and identity. And character, as I said, is like that outward stuff about us. Character is something that you earn throughout life. You could live your entire life, but without showing people who you are, without walking out your choices, you don't get to build character. Does that make sense? Let me explain it like this. Crisis. A horrible situation comes up. Someone you know and love gets sick and passes away. Someone who you deeply care about. Crisis, in other words. The crisis itself does not make or determine my character. What determines my character is how I live out the daily life of dealing with the loss. How I deal with that crisis and I get to show other people about Jesus within me is what determines and grows my character. It merely reveals who we are. Crisis merely reveals to the world the kind of people that we are. We can stand together, and this I was talking about it in our cell this week in Brampton. Who is anyone here who is at our Brampton cell? Michael. Michael was here. Daniel, you weren't at our cell. Thanks. But crisis. David in the Bible, David and Bathsheba. David is king of Israel, and he screws up so royally. He decides to have an affair, an adulterous affair, with this woman named Bathsheba. He gets her pregnant, and he tries to kill off her husband because her husband wouldn't go and be with Bathsheba, because then David could have at least covered it up. And Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, ends up dead. And here's the circumstances that a prophet comes to David and says, David, you have not walked out what God has called you to walk out. You have not been the example for the people. And because of that, your son, whom Bathsheba has had, is going to die. And David, this is the part where character comes through. A crisis comes along. And David, as his son lays dying, he gets himself in mourning and sackcloth, and he prays and cries out to God for a miracle. But when his son dies, he does something that causes all of his advisors to think that he's not only crazy, but it causes the people to say, what's wrong with David? Because as soon as David got word that his son had died, he stood up, he took off his clothes of mourning, and he praised God's name. And he said, blessed be your name, O Lord. And so what it comes down to is us as Christians, us as people of character, crisis itself does not make our character, but merely reveals the word has escaped me. It reveals the state of our heart. It reveals the nature of where we are at with our walk with God. And I'm going to wrap this up by asking you a question. Adversity in our lives, situations that come against us, problems that we face. You know, when you're at school, some of you may face bullying. Some of you may face other people that just have it out for you. Teachers who may feel just want to work against you because they don't like you. Who knows what the adversity is that you face but you. But when adversity comes your way, when your life is at a crossroads because you need to make a decision, my question to you is, are you going to choose to walk out the character and the belief of what you say is in your life, or are you going to turn and are you going to compromise those values? The Ten Commandments, if we base our lives off of don't kill, don't steal, honor your mother and father, give God all of what we have first and foremost without honoring anyone else but God, the commandments, if those are what you live your life by because that's what God has called you to, when your friends are smoking and your friends are drinking, when you have friends or boyfriends and girlfriends that are trying to convince you to cross the boundaries and lines that you've set up, when your younger brothers and sisters are looking at you and you have the choice to stand in character and to choose what you know is right, are you going to choose character or are you going to compromise? Because it's your everyday choices. Character is something that doesn't happen overnight, guys. If it was, then that would be great. CEOs would be able to jump back onto the saddle after they've stolen millions of dollars from their companies. But character is something that is earned daily. Young people, if you want to be people of influence, it's going to come down to you being people of character. It's going to come down to people recognizing that you are who you say you are. People question Jesus' character by saying, are you really who you say you are? Are you really the Son of God? And Jesus said, I am who I say that I am. And my challenge to you as we launch into this look at what it means to be people of character, are you going to be the people that you say that you are to other people? Are you going to walk out that character? Or are you going to let the world dictate how you should live? So can I get you to close your eyes? Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have grace to walk us through every mistake that we make. Lord, I thank you that me and myself, my life as a teenager, I didn't make the best choices, that God, I did things that I wish that I hadn't done. But Lord, I thank you that your grace grabbed hold of me, that your love found me, and that God, you lined me up to be able to live what I speak as a person of character. And Lord, I thank you that there are young men and women in this room tonight who have been living a life of character, who, God, you have allowed to have the strength to live up to what they believe. And Father, for those in the room tonight who feel like they haven't been able to do that, that just feel like it's overwhelming, because what you ask of us is not an easy thing, Lord. I ask that you would give them the strength. Lord, I ask that you would open their eyes to every single opportunity, whether it be honoring your parents by cleaning your room, whether it be honoring your teachers and your school by giving your best to your homework, whether it means choosing to bless someone without them even knowing that you're blessing them. Lord, I ask that you would give us those opportunities, that you would let our young people be recognized everywhere they go for being young men and women of uncompromising character. That, Lord, in every situation, as these guys go into high school and university and colleges and walk out their professions, that, Father, they would be known around the world as young people of moral upright standing. That, Lord, your name would be praised through the lives and actions of these guys and girls in this room tonight. That, Father, who you have called us to be would literally shine out of every aspect of these guys' lives. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would rest on these guys, that every bit of heaviness and condemnation and every bit that the enemy would throw their way to say that they cannot live up to your expectations. God, I thank you that we do not even have to try, because we know right off the bat that your expectations we cannot meet, because in our own sinfulness, we're not able to. But God, I thank you for your grace that tells us that through the grace of your Son, every single one of these guys and girls are able to live truth, to live Jesus. And so God, I thank you for character that is growing right here, right now. Lord, I ask for those that have missed the mark, not just tonight, but in everyday circumstances, that Lord, your grace would find them. I ask, Father, that your grace would pour out upon them. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you and we worship you. God, we thank you that our lights were made to shine bright so that the world would see the glory of your Son shown through in each one of us. So pour out your blessings on these guys, God. Pour out your wisdom on each one of them, as some of them are getting ready to finish exams or starting a new semester, or if they're homeschooled and they're working through the process of all the work. God, I ask that you would just give them grace. Give them your love. Give them your favor. Lord, let every circumstance that comes their way change right here and right now, because your favor goes out to those situations before them. Lord, I ask for the ones that are looking for jobs, that God, your favor would go and take their resumes and highlight it to managers, so that stores and other hirers, employers, would look at these guys' resumes and say, we want them. There's something about them that sticks out. Lord, I thank you that your favor puts these guys at the front of the line. And Lord, I ask that that would continue to just rock the world in every circumstance. Those that are driving, scary thought, but those that are driving, God, would you open up frontline parking spots, concerts, God, let them get favor for front of the line tickets. Lord, movie theaters, the best seats in the house. Justin Bieber tickets that have sold out being opened up. But God, most of all, I ask that you would allow each person here to not recognize it as their own strength or their own value, but God, in your strength, that they walk out this character. In your mighty name, amen.